and Brian Jennings is here with the news.
The 39th President of the United States, Jimmy Carter, has died at the age of 100. He was the longest-lived former US president. Ethna Dodd reports.
Jimmy Carter, a Democrat and peanut farmer from Georgia, served one term in the White House from 1977 to 1981. He brokered the Camp David peace agreement between Egypt and Israel. However, a failed attempt to rescue more than 50 US hostages held by Iran and spiralling inflation in the US contributed to his losing to the Republican Ronald Reagan in 1980. In later life, Mr. Carter forged a career as an international statesman and won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2002. President Michael D. Higgins described the late US leader as a man of great integrity, who he said had left a rich legacy of public service. Both the Taoiseach Simon Harris and Taoiseach Micheál Martin praised Mr. Carter's engagement regarding peace in Northern Ireland. The US President Joe Biden said the world had lost an extraordinary leader and humanitarian. The White House has declared the 9th of January as a national day of mourning.
South Korea's acting President Choi Sang-mok has ordered an emergency safety inspection of the country's entire airline operation system. The inspection was ordered in the wake of the country's deadliest plane crash at Muan International Airport yesterday, where 179 people died. The head of the Garda National Immigration Bureau has said there is no such thing as an unvetted migrant to this country and that everyone seeking international protection here is fingerprinted and identified. Detective Chief Superintendent Aidan Minock also rejected claims, most notably by the far right, that people seeking asylum were criminals who posed a threat to public safety. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.
There's been a significant increase in the numbers coming to Ireland seeking international protection, up from 13,000 in 2023 to over 21,000 in the last year. Most, the Gardaí say, are economic migrants fleeing poverty and war, attracted here by security, stability, the climate, labour market and welfare systems. The head of the National Immigration Bureau has today rejected claims, however, circulated online and by the far right at protests, that these people are unvetted, insisting they are fingerprinted, photographed and identified. However, Detective Chief Superintendent Aidan Minock also says that Albanian, Romanian and Chinese organised crime groups have factions and facilitators here for people smuggling, prostitution, forgery and forced labour, and they exploit legitimate employees such as hauliers, airline and port staff. Some victims have paid over €25,000 to come here. However, the Bureau also says the numbers being removed, deported or leaving voluntarily has more than doubled and the charter flights to remove large numbers of failed asylum seekers will commence again next year.
The Department of Defence has signed a deal to buy four new helicopters at a cost of just over €90 million. The department said the purchase would enhance the capabilities of the Air Corps as the current models in use were nearing the end of what it called their useful service life. The helicopters are expected to be delivered in early 2027. In France, a man convicted of mass rape has decided he will not appeal. Dominique Pellicot was convicted and jailed for 20 years earlier this month after he was found guilty of drugging and raping his then wife and soliciting dozens of men to do the same for more than a decade. His lawyers announced this morning that he would not be appealing the convictions. His former wife, Gisèle Pellicot, was hailed as a heroine for her courage and dignity throughout the three-month trial. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Looking for lower cost heating? Why not upgrade to an award-winning HVO biofuel-ready Grant Vortex condensing boiler? Visit grant.ie.
Today will be blustery with outbreaks of rain across parts of Ulster and Connaught. Elsewhere it'll be dry with isolated patches of drizzle and sunny spells. Highest temperatures will range from 9 to 12 degrees. And there's a warning that southwest winds will reach gale force 8 at times today on coastal waters from Slinehead to Rossown Point to Fairhead, extending to remaining coastal waters and to the Irish Sea overnight.